I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Ruth Eddy. Ruth is the new reporter here at KRBD, just started a day or two ago. And so welcome to you, Ruth, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Maria. It's really fun to be in here watching you do what you do.
And tell folks about yourself. Where did you come here from?
Yeah, so I have been actually telling people that I'm from a combination of Florida, Montana, and Chicago, and those are all true. Last time I had a post box, a mailing address, it was in Florida, but I grew up in Chicago and have spent the last 4 years going to school in Montana. So when I was making my way from Florida to here, which is a very long trip, I stopped in both Chicago and Montana, so some combination of all three of those.
And I think you lucked out on good weather heading across country this time of year.
Yeah, I was really surprised. The passes were sunny and good to me.
So you went to school in Montana. What school did you go to and what did you study there?
I went to the University of Montana in Missoula, Montana, and I studied journalism there. Did a lot of radio there, but they didn't have a particular focus. It was more of a broad education in journalism, which I appreciate. And yeah, I got into radio there with the college radio station.
Have you always wanted to get into journalism, or how did you kind of head that route?
You know, I'm not sure. I think once I started taking classes, I realized that it was a good fit for me just because I'm a naturally curious person and I like to talk to people, and journalism gives you a good excuse to go around asking questions. So,
okay. And what is, I guess you haven't been here that long, just maybe a week, is that correct?
Yeah, just over a week.
Any sense or impressions so far that you've been here?
Well, I remember the first day I was walking around, I just got off the ferry early in the morning, put some stuff down, and I was like, I'm going to walk around. And I remember it striking me as I was walking around. I was like, this is what they mean when they say it's a quiet town. It's just kind of quiet. But that's the first impression, I guess. I've been here a week. I'm interested in the place. It's beautiful, big hills. Funny how sometimes there's only a sidewalk on one side.
Definitely less of a city than, are you used to city life?
Well, I grew up just outside of Chicago, so definitely used to it. But then moving to Montana, that was kind of an adjustment. So I think this might be the next step in adjusting to smaller life.
And have you had other journalism jobs or done internships? What kind of things have you been doing?
Yep, I worked for the public radio station reporting in Montana while I was there. I also did some work at a commercial radio station there. It was kind of funny. They were trying to get kind of a public radio feel, but they were commercial radio, so I was helping them out. And then, yeah, I worked at the college radio station for a while reporting there, and then I was the news director there, so running news stuff, journalism, yeah.
And I realize you haven't been here very long, but any sense of maybe what kinds of topics you might like to cover or any special stories that have sparked in your mind yet?
Well, I know that I'm going to be primarily on the education beat. So I was listening to the school lunch menu. Veggie lasagna sounds good. But yeah, right now I'm just kind of looking through all the old stories, trying to see what's already been done, so I don't do it again, I guess, and see where things are at. But yeah, in terms of looking forward, that's what today is going to be about, I guess.
Kind of figuring things out. Mm-hmm. Are there any particular topics that you've done before, stories you've covered that really interested you, that you found this is something that really pulled me in, kind of a thing?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I hope that all my stories pull me in somehow, you know, like, if I'm not interested, I mean, sometimes you do stories that are not really that interesting, but I really try to find a reason to be interested in everything I'm doing. Otherwise, you know, I don't know why other people would be interested. But in terms of particular issues or topics, I guess I haven't done all that much to say that I have some sort of specialty or favorite things. But I mean, people, all the stories about people, which most are. Meeting really interesting people and hearing their stories, telling their stories, helping them tell their stories. Yeah, that's my favorite.
It sounds like you're also just interested in learning and gaining more knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. Always. I think that's one of my favorite things about just journalism as a you know, career, as a job, is that every day you're learning new stuff. You're talking to people, talking to experts, or just talking to people who have, you know, expertise in their own life, their personal life, and you're learning. So yeah, that's definitely, I love learning, and that's why I'm happy I get to do it every day.
Okay, and it's interesting that you said your first impressions are how quiet it is here. Wait until the summer when the tourism season starts. It gets pretty hectic.
Yeah, it's hectic. That's another real interesting thing is, like, downtown you can see all the kind of remnants of a booming tourist town, and it has all the little signs and directions and stuff. And it's like, well, it's not that big. I probably could figure my way around without some maps and signs, but I guess that's for people who are here for a day, need it, and that's cool. But it's funny to see without people huddled around it, using it to get directions, to get around.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Is Alaska at this point, I mean, you're only seeing a tiny piece of Alaska, but is this what you pictured or very different?
Yeah, I guess it's funny. I wrote when I was applying for this job that I did my state project in fourth grade on Alaska. And for that, I made a board game that was Iditarod themed. So that was about all I knew for a while. And it is just a tiny part, but there's lots of boats, which I expected, lots of extra tufts. Big hills is here, and just beautiful scenery, and, you know, snow-capped mountains. So, I don't know. I guess it's what I expected. Okay. But
and what are your, I don't want to say, you know, who knows what you want totally in the future, but what are kind of some of your longer-term goals?
I guess I would like to be in radio for a while. I think it's a really cool medium to have people in their own words saying what they're saying, like I'm saying in my words. I'm not sure. I try not to get too ahead of myself. I think I'd like to be working in documentary work somehow or other, whether that's longer form documentaries or just daily kind of news stuff. But yeah, I think I definitely want to be in documenting field.
Okay. And again, Ruth Eddy, she's our new part-time reporter here, and you'll be seeing her out and about.
Yeah, I hope so.
As well as covering mostly the education stories, but certainly she'll be involved with other stories as well.
Definitely, yeah. And if people have ideas, of course, I'm always open to hear. I think a lot of the best ideas come from people who are living here. I've been here a week, so I don't really know what's going on.
But you'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is something also on KRBD, and you may have heard the announcements on the radio waves. We do ask you, if you have news tips, if you have ideas, don't hesitate to email us, news@krbd.org, or give us a call here at 225-9655. Let us know, because oftentimes there's the people behind the scenes who know more about the little things maybe that we don't know about really are interesting to the community.
Yeah, definitely. You guys know what's out there. You're in it every day. Sometimes it's hard getting, you know, stuck in the studio, but that's why I like to get out. So.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having me. It was really fun just watching you do what you do, and I feel lucky to be on this side of the interview. Usually I'm the one asking questions.
Well, and I'm sure one of your tasks will be to fill in for Morning Edition, so we'll get you trained up on that. All right, thanks very much. Again, Ruth Eddy, she is our new reporter here, and again, if you have any news tips, ideas, we always look forward to receiving them.